弟兄姊妹，我们一同先来念个大约三处的圣经。我们请翻到马太福音第四章十七节。
Matthew chapter four.
马太福音四章十七节。
Matthew chapter four, verse seventeen.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来，说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
这边特别讲到天国近了。
Here specifically said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们再请看提摩太后书第四章第一节。
Second Timothy chapter four, verse two.
提摩太后书第四章第一节。
Second Timothy chapter four, verse one.
我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你。
I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom.
就是将来有一位，就是我们的主呢，要审判活人死人。
In the future, our Lord Jesus is going to judge the living and the dead.
然后这位保罗作者呢？他是说凭着他的显现还有他的国度来有一些事情要嘱咐他。
Paul here, the author said that according to his appearing and his kingdom, he has something that he charges.
所以就是说主的显现跟他的国度是连在一起。
That the Lord's appearing and his kingdom is together.
然后跳到第七节。
And skip to verse 7.
OK, 七到八。
7 and 8.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
所以当这位保罗，作者保罗呢，看着要显现的基督和他的国度的时候，
So when the author Paul sees the Lord Jesus appearing and his kingdom,
他好像回顾他的一生，
as if he looks back into his entire life.
他觉得他一生呢，他好像就是说他觉得他该跑的呢，他跑尽了。
Then in his whole life that he has finished his course.
当他看着那个时候来临的时候呢，他说他有公义的冠冕为他存留的。
Then when he sees that the time is there, he said that there is a crown of righteousness that was laid up for him.
那不仅仅是给他，也给凡爱慕他显现的人。
And not only to Paul only, but to all those who love the Lord's appearing.
我们再看彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter, chapter one.
彼得后书第一章的第十节跟十一节。所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Wherefore the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall.For still an entrance shall be ministered unto thee abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以彼得这边特别讲说，劝我们要殷勤。
Peter here told us to give diligence.
要追求主。
To pursue the Lord.
这样我们才有可能，才可以丰丰富富进入主的国。
It's only then can we abundantly enter into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们把这段时间恭敬的交给你。
Lord Jesus, we commit this time unto you.
主啊，但愿你把你心中所要的，主啊，也显明在我们的面前。
Reveal to before us what is in your heart.
赐给我们一个爱慕的心。
Give us a heart that has love for you.
好叫在你快来这个日子当中。主啊，我们能够快跑来跟随你。
Lord, that you are coming quickly, and Lord, that we will run after you.
我们仰望你向我们说话。
We look upon you to speak to us.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我想我们弟兄 Andrew 跟上次曾弟兄来的时候跟我们讲，其实以前都讲到很多有关国度方面的事。
Our brother Andrew and also brother Zeng has spoke a lot on the kingdom.
所以我就有点感觉，我记得上次曾弟兄来的时候，他念了很多的圣经。
I remember Brother Sen read many passages from the Bible.
那我想我就借着这个机会呢，再把国度这个事情呢，稍微我们有点复习。
I want to use this opportunity to review this matter of kingdom.
我记得我在刚信主的时候，
I remember when I first came to the Lord.
我就听到这方面的教导。
I've heard about these teachings.
我就知道，有一件事叫做要进国度。
There is this matter called to enter the kingdom.
但是知道是知道。
It's a matter of knowledge.
那到底我这个人有没有看重我能够进到国度里面呢？那是个问题。
But whether or not I see that it's important for me, this person, to enter into the kingdom, that's the problem.
所以弟兄姊妹，有的时候，也许我们之中呢，也许听过很多这方面的相关的交通。
Maybe among us, we have heard about all these sharing about this kingdom.
也许你初信主没有听过太多。
Maybe you just came to Christ and you have not heard a lot about.
或是你从别的地方来，你可能从来没听过。
Or maybe you've come from other places, you have never heard about this.
但是我想今天给弟兄姊妹一个印象。
I want to give you an impression.
国度这件事情呢，是主心中非常看重。
That is matter of the kingdom, the Lord holds it very important.
也是众弟兄们在圣经当中他们竭力在追求的一件。
That is what brothers is striving to pursue.
所以当主耶稣来的时候呢，他没有说审判近了。
When the Lord Jesus come, he didn't say the judgment is near.
对，他没有说好像那个末日近了。
That the end of times is coming.
他说天国近。
But the kingdom of heaven is near.
所以要悔改，叫我们有机会能够进到天国去。
Because it's to repent that we have this opportunity to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以在主耶稣的心中，当他传福音的时候呢
？So in our Lord Jesus' heart, when he preached the gospel,
他不仅要人得救。
Not only he wants to save people.
他心中所想的呢，就是这些人得救呢，理当要进到他所预备的国度。
What is in his heart is that those that are saved would enter into his kingdom of heaven.
所以他没有说别人，他说天国近了，我们要应当悔改。
He didn't say others, but he said repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
然后当我们读马太福音的时候
，When we read the Gospel of Matthew,
我们看到整本马太福音到处都是讲到天国。
All of this Gospel of Matthew speaks about the kingdom of heaven.
所以我是在感觉，在马太这个弟兄的身上呢，他在写马太福音的时候，他心中是充满了天国的意念。
So in our brother Matthew's heart, that when he was speaking about the gospel, it's full of the kingdom of heaven.
他说他要努力进天国。
He said to strive to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
然后天国是哪些人的
？And who the kingdom of heaven belongs to?
所以他讲到这整卷书，当你一看的时候呢，天国好像各样的跟天国的比喻。
When you read this.Gospel of Matthew, you see that it says the kingdom of heaven is like the kingdom of heaven is like.
在马太的这个心中呢，他觉得这件事情实在太宝贵。
So in Matthew's heart, this is very precious.
然后当保罗在写书信的时候呢
？So when Paul is writing the epistles,
对，我们刚刚读了，他一看的时候，就看到主和他的显现，还有他国度。主的显现和他的国度。
When he sees the Lord's appearing and his kingdom.
他说到时候到的时候呢，他。知道呢，有一个奖赏，就是公义的冠冕为他存留。
At that time, and when the time is there, he knows that there is a reward, a crown of righteousness laid up for him.
然后当彼得在劝勉我们的时候
，When Peter is encouraging us,
他说你要必须要信心、德行，要必须要各样的节制、各样的这个操练。
You have faith and good works and all the exercises.
对，当各样的操练，我们要殷勤的做这些事情。
We have to be diligent in these things.
然后当我们殷勤这样做的时候呢，他说，好叫我们能够丰丰富富，能够进神的进主的国。
When we give diligence to these things, that we can enter and abundantly into the kingdom of heaven.
然后当那个约翰在那个启示录里面呢，他在那边声声呼唤得胜的，得胜的。
When John in the book of Revelation, he calls for the overcomers, the overcomers.
然后是他写说要与主一同作王一千年，所以我们知道说主来了之后有一个一千年的国度。
He was the one who wrote that we will sit with the Lord for 1,000 years, so we know that the kingdom is for 1,000 years.
所以我们发现，约翰弟兄呢，他也是有一个国度的一个看见，一个图画在他面前。
That our brother John saw the revelation of the kingdom.
我会发现这个国度这个事情呢。成为诸位弟兄们他们一个向前追求的一个动力。
that this matter of the kingdom of heaven is like a driving force for all these brothers to pursue.
好，是他们心中的一个很大的盼望。
That is the hope in their heart.
我觉得这个追求的这个爱慕的心呢，是我们今天所缺乏的。
The love, the desire is what we lack today.
也许有些时候像我，我们听了很多国度的道理。
So like myself, I heard a lot of teachings about the kingdom.
然后江弟兄信息也讲到主来的时候，这些在主面前的审判。
And Brother Kong also spoke about when the Lord comes, the judgment before the Lord.
那今天，但是今天对我们来讲，我们到底有没有在好好在追求？
But today, are we really striving for what the Lord has prepared for us, this kingdom? I spoke about the story of Matthew.
我今天还是再借用一下。
I want to borrow this again.
就是在这个，为什么在马太在整卷那么二十八章的马太福音里面，把这个天国的事情看得这么重？
Why in the whole the all 28 chapters of Gospel of Matthew, he emphasized on the kingdom.
马太过去他马太是个犹太人。
Matthew was a Jew.
然后他是个税吏。
He was a tax collector.
所以这个税吏就是说，当时的犹太这个国家呢，是在罗马帝国的统治的底下。
The nation of Judah was under the control of the Roman Empire.
所以对马太这个人来讲，他是一个一方面活在这个犹太的这个国度的里面的一位。
It's like Matthew is living in this nation of Judah.
可是他又是在那个罗马帝国这个国度里面，挣得一份的职业。
But yet he has a job in this Roman Empire.
他这个职业呢，就是像就是代表罗马帝国向犹太人收税。
So he represented the Roman Empire to collect tax from the Jews.
所以一方面他必须在那边各样处理这个跟罗马帝国官方来往的事情。
So he has to take care of the transactions between the Roman Empire.
然后一方面他收税的时候又对着自己这个家族的这些人，弟兄姊妹，这些犹太人在那边收税。
And he also has to face his brothers and sisters among the Jews.
所以他也活在这个犹太的这个宗教的国度里面。
And he lives in among this religious kingdom of the Jews.
所以在他这个地上的生活里面，你发现他在犹太人的宗教国度、犹太人这些社会的国度里面，在罗马帝国的国度里面，在那边好像做一个边缘人。
He was like somebody on the side living among, you know, the Jewish society and their religious kingdom and the Roman Empire.
然后当有一天主耶稣经过税关的时候，
When Jesus passed by,
他说你来跟从我。
He said, come follow me.
然后他就竟然把他所有的这些钱放下，就跟随了主。
And he laid out all that he has, all the money, and he followed the Lord.
当主呼召门徒的时候呢，他是十二个当中被拣选的一位。
When the Lord called for his disciples, he was one that was chosen among the 12.
他在马太福音里面特别写，那时候呼召门徒的时候，他特别写自己是税吏马太。
And when he was writing down the calling of the Lord, he specifically said that he was the tax collector, Matthew.
他的意思是说，我过去是在这些国度当中做一个职业叫税吏。
He was saying that I was among these kingdoms doing being a tax collector.
但是我今天好像被主呼召到了另外一个国度里面。
But today, as if I was called by the Lord to enter into another kingdom.
然后我成了一个服侍主的人。
And I become one who served the Lord.
所以我觉得在马太的心中里面，他对这个国度的感觉特别的深刻。
That in Matthew's heart, he has this very deep impression about this matter of the kingdom.
他原来深深地活在地上，这个罗马帝国、犹太这个宗教世界的一个范围的里面。
He was deeply rooted in this realm between the Roman Empire and the Jewish kingdom.
当他被主呼召的时候，他好像被连根拔起，现在成了主国度当中的一个跟随他的人。
But when he was called, he was uprooted and entered to follow the Lord in his kingdom.
所以我觉得在马太心中，他对于国度这件事情心中是非常的宝贵。
So I feel that Matthew holds very precious this matter of the kingdom.
所以当他写的这个马太福音的时候，他极力的在劝勉我们这些人呢，他把好像主这所有关于国度的事情呢，把它收集在一起，劝勉我们呢，要竭力的进到他所预备的国里。
So when he was writing the Gospel of Matthew, he wrote a lot about kingdom to ask us to strive to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们知道在圣经里面只有保罗这一位呢，知道他会得冠冕。
We know that in the Bible only Paul know that he will have the crown.
但是我这次读的时候
，When this time I read again，
这次思想我觉得，比如说马太
，For example Matthew，
我觉得很可能 他已经心中也有一个确据，他是一个能够进到天国的人。
It's as if he has that assurance already that he will be the one of them that enter into the kingdom of
heaven. 当彼得写那段话的时候，他说：“你们要殷勤啊，好叫你们必定能够丰丰富富进入主的国。”
Then when Peter wrote that to ask us to give diligence, that so you can go and enter abundantly into the kingdom of heaven.
所以我觉得彼得心中好像也有一个确据，他说：“可以的，他可以。”进了神的国了。
That Peter also have this assurance that he can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
然后当约翰在他这个生命的末了之后写这个启示录。
When John wrote the book of Revelation at the end of his life.
啊，他听见得胜者的呼召。
He heard the calling of for the overcomers.
他看见在国度当中那个作王的光景。
You see the how it is like to be king with the Lord.
那我觉得这些的弟兄们呢，他们心中有一个确据呢。他们是可以进到主所预备那个国度里。
I believe that these brothers in their hearts they have this assurance that they will enter into the kingdom of
heaven. 所以我开头的话，我想给弟兄姊妹一个印象啊，但愿这个国度成为我们心中一个追求的盼望和动力。
I want to give brothers and sisters an impression that this kingdom of heaven will become the driving force for our pursuit.
我在十几年前的时候曾经问过年长弟兄。
About more than 10 years ago, I asked an elderly brother.
我说这个神呢有一个永远的旨意，就是把神的教会呢把它建立起来。
The Lord has an eternal purpose to build up His church.
那为什么中间还要加一段天国
？Why in the middle is that period of kingdom of heaven?
我们弟兄当时的回答是说，这个天国是神完成他的旨意当中一个非常重要的阶段。
Our brother answered me that this is a very important phase for the Lord to fulfill His purpose.
所以他用这个天国这个原则呢，把他旨意能够成就在他的儿女身上。
That He used this principle of the kingdom of heaven that His will be fulfilled in His people.
但不管怎么样，如果我们仔细看圣经，我们会发现，在那个永远的最后的结局里面呢。
And we look at the Bible at the end of the Bible.
我们发现那个神的国。跟神的家是在那边永远长存。
That the kingdom of God and His house remains forever.
所以你会发现，有一个神的国，有一个神的家是在那边存到永远。
The kingdom of God and the house of God lasts forever.
所以圣经用那个以色列人做一个图画给我们看。
And the Bible used the Israelites to be a picture for us.
他说那个时候有一位叫做雅各。
There's one called Jacob.
雅各他的名字。被改成叫以色列。
His name was changed to Israel.
所以借着他呢，他生了十二个，所以他有十二个支派的后裔。
And through him, there are 12 tribes.
你会发现，神好像在借着雅各、亚伯拉罕，后来雅各呢，建立了成了一个家族。
That through Abraham and then later on Jacob, he built out a house.
对，本来人不多，但是慢慢的成了上百万的一个民族。
There are not many, but later on it became a lot of people.
然后神在借着这个大卫、所罗门呢，把这个民族呢建立成为一个国家，就是 kingdom.
And through David and Solomon, he built a kingdom.
然后在这个国家里面呢，他就恢复对神家中对神的一个敬拜跟服事。
And it restored the worship and service to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，神其实借着整个以色列人的历史呢。叫我们看见这个以色列有个责任呢，就是把这个神的国还有这个神的家那个情况呢好像显明在人的面前。
That through the people of Israelites for the Israelites he used them to show forth his kingdom and his house.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天其实也是一样的。
Today is the same for us.
以色列有这个责任把国跟家建立起来。
It's the responsibility of the Israelites to build up the kingdom and the house.
所以这个其实以色列这个国家，我们弟兄说这个国家这个词很有意思。国家国又是国又是家。
The country is very interesting.
因为
the country and the house.
所以这个以色列它是它本身是一个家，它也是一个国，所以叫国家。
Israel itself is a country, but yet it's a house.
我们今天也有个责任呢，我们在这边建立神的家，也把神的国也能够建立起来。
Today too, that we have this responsibility when we build up His house, we build up His kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天好像肩负了这样一个责任。
Brothers and sisters, today we bear this responsibility.
这是神托付给我们的。
This is what God has entrusted us.
好，那个信主，我现在一个基本的观念，我希望弟兄姊妹复习，并且也深入的进到心里。
A basic concept I want you to remember in your heart.
信主重生跟进天国两是两件不同的事情。
There are two different matters between believing in the Lord, being born again, and entering the kingdom of heaven.
当我们信耶稣的时候，我们就得永生。
When we believe in Jesus, we have eternal life.
那他的条件呢，就是相信。
The condition is to believe.
它是一个白白的恩典。
It's freely given grace.
那这个当我们信主之后呢，有一个呼召叫我们能够进国度。
But after we believe in Jesus.There is a calling for us to enter into the kingdom.
这个国度呢，性质是得奖赏。
This kingdom, what is to gain the reward?
也就是说，当我们能够遵行神的旨意，照着他的旨意引导的话呢，我们有在他面前能够得到称赞，得到奖赏。
When we obey His will and do according to His will, then before Him we can receive the reward.
所以照着保罗的话，就是有一个公义的冠冕为他存留。
So according to Paul, that is the crown of righteousness that is laid up for him.
然后当我们得奖赏的话，你就必须要有一个那个信主呢是白白的，不用付代价。
To believe in the Lord that is freely given, you don't have to pay a cost.
我们不需要好像行善啊，好像做很多的这些工作。
You do not have to do a lot of work to gain it.
然后你不需要把自己修行的更好才能够信耶稣。
You do not have to make yourself better to believe in the Lord.
只需要相信，最简单的相信。
It's a simple belief.
所以当我们一相信的时候，这个是一个白白的恩典。
When we believe, there's a grace that's freely given to us.
可是进国度呢，进天国是不一样。
But entering into the kingdom of heaven, that is different.
很多时候我们必须放下许多缠累我们的事物。
Many times we have to lay down a lot of things that constrain us.
甚至好像很多我们很喜欢的东西。
Many things that we like.
我们需要付代价。
We have to pay the price.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么今天你要来聚会？
So brothers, this is why today you have to come to the meeting.
为什么不在家里睡觉？
Why not sleep in at home?
对，大家想一想。
Just think about that.
所以当然有时候是基督徒是一个习惯来聚会。
Sometimes our Christians is a habit to come to the meeting.
所以今天我们把时间放下。
Today we set aside our time.
我们把一些捆绑的事情放下。
We lay down our time. We lay down that binds us.
我们把骄傲放下。
We lay down our pride.
有时候我们把一些世上的追求要放下。
We lay down the pursuit of this world.
这个叫做付代价。
This is to pay the price.
对，这些东西看起来好像是，表面上好像是很宝贵、很重要。
On the surface, it seems very important and very precious.
但当这些事情阻挡我们进天国的时候，你发现这些事情成了我们的拦阻。
But if these things hinder us from entering into the kingdom of heaven, then these things become the blocks, the hindrance.
所以弟兄姊妹要记得哈，这个重生得救呢，跟进国度是两件不同的事情。
So brothers and sisters, there is difference between being born again and entering into the kingdom of heaven.
一个是得永生，一个是得赏赐。
One is to gain eternal life, one is to gain a reward.
一个是白白的恩典，一个是我们必须付代价。
One is grace freely given, one you have to pay the price.
如果没有天国，
If there is no kingdom of heaven,
你会发现读圣经的时候会有很多的很难明白的地方。
And there will be many places in the Bible when you read that you cannot understand.
第一个地方就是你会觉得你在读一些圣经，你会觉得说我到底信主之后是不是一定得救？
And you will be wondering, when I believe in the Lord, am I really saved?
比如说举一些例子啊，哥林多前书九章二十七节。
For example, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27.
哥林多前书九章二十七节。
First Corinthians 9:27.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人。自己反被弃绝了。
But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
我假设有个人读这段的时候，他觉得他不知道有天国。
Maybe one who read this passage and said that doesn't know about the kingdom of heaven.
他读的时候有可能这样子想。
Maybe he will think in such a way.
他说，哎呀，连保罗这个这么重要的一个弟兄。
Even Paul, such an important brother.
好像他自己都有感觉，有一天好像要被神弃绝。
He has in his heart that he will be cast away one day.
好像被神拒绝了那种感觉。
That God will reject him.
那是不是保罗这个搞了老半天，结果他后来被神拒绝，他就不得救了呢
？Is Paul after all this time that he's been rejected by God and not being saved?
所以这一边呢，是讲到说，如果我们不忠心在主面前
，This speaks about if we are not faithful before the Lord.
我们在国度的事情上面没有份
，Then we have no part in the kingdom of heaven.
所以如果没有国度这个观念的话
，If we do not have this concept of the kingdom of heaven,
有可能误解这段圣经。
We would have misunderstood this passage.
说哎呀，我现在得救了，现在连保罗都可能不得救，那我可能。以后可能就不得救了吧。
Well, I'm saved today. Even Paul, he doubted that maybe in the future, maybe I won't be saved.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果一个人他没有得救的确据的话，他基督徒的路真的是走不好。
Brothers and sisters, if a person doesn't have this assurance that he's being saved, then he cannot walk this Christian way.
他每天就在想说，哎呀，我可能今天得救，明天又不得救了。
Every day he'll be thinking, oh, maybe I'm saved today, I'm not saved tomorrow.
反正我可能一年后软弱又不得救了。
Maybe one year later I'm weak, I'm not saved.
那这越想越软弱。
And the more he thinks about it, you know, the weaker he gets.
所以在主耶稣这个带领我们这个成长路非常的奇妙。
But it's amazing road that the Lord has led us.
我觉得他要我们在一个得救的确据的根基上面呢，一直的往上。
Then this on this foundation of assurance of being saved.
所以弟兄姊妹，
grow.
当我们清楚，我们心中清楚说，我现在是属神的儿女了。
Then in our hearts we are sure that we belong to the Lord.
你一定要记得，我现在是属于主的，一日属他就永远属他。
That I belong to Him one day and forever I'm His.
虽然我在神的家是不会被再赶出去。
That I will not be cast away from the house of God.
但是我们有可能像保罗一样，如果哪一天。真的远离主不忠心的话呢，我们有可能没有办法进到他所预备的国里。
One day we drift away from the Lord, and maybe we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
比如说马太福音二十五章第三十节。
In Matthew chapter 25, verse 30.
马太福音二十五章第三十节。
Matthew 25:30.
二十五章三十节，把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness; there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
我想我们弟兄上礼拜有提到这个一千两、两千两、五千两的事情。
Our brother has mentioned the one talent, two talent, and five talent.
我意思说，如果这边是马太福音哈，如果你把国度的观念拿掉
，If you take away that concept of the kingdom of heaven.
我想我们只有信主的人才是主的仆人，对不对
？Only those who believe in the Lord are His servants.
如果不信主，真的是仆人都谈不上。
If you're not a believer, then you can't say you're a servant of God.
但是我这边有一个仆人呢，被主说是无用的。
But here the Lord said it's unprofitable servant.
而且被丢在外面黑暗里面哀哭切齿。
And cast into outer darkness and weeping and gnashing of teeth there.
好，现在我不知道国度，我想，哎呀。我这个神的仆人呢，哪一天就被丢在黑暗里，哀哭切齿，那不得救了吧
？If I do not know about the kingdom, then I would say, oh, I'll be cast into outer darkness and weeping and gnashing of teeth, then I'm not saved.
对，同样的问题又来了。
And the same question will appear.
所以当我们一直读圣经，读到类似这种圣经的时候，你就会觉得非常的混淆。
And when you read all these passages in the Bible, then you would be so confused.
我得救了，但是又被丢到黑暗里面。
I'm saved and cast into outer darkness.
我得救了，又被主弃绝了。
And I'm being saved and I'm still being cast away.
那我得救了，主哪一天又说不认识我了
？And I'm being saved and the Lord says He does not know me.
那我就每天想说，我是不是哪一天真的又不得救？那真的是没盼望。
And I'll be thinking daily that maybe I will not be saved someday and there'll be no hope.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些是因着国度。当我们认识国度的时候，这些整件事情就清楚。
When we know about the kingdom of heaven, then all these will be very clear to us.
我们得永生信主呢，是不会再变。
To have eternal life when we believe in the Lord, that will not change.
但是我们今天的确没有一个把握，我们可以进到他的国度里。
But today, what we don't have that assurance that we will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以主要我们不断的谨慎追求他。好叫我到了一个情况里面，我们真的是能够丰丰富富进到他的国里。
That the Lord wants us to pay attention that we will diligently pursue to, that one day we can enter abundantly into His kingdom of heaven.
我想另外一个 另外一个情况呢，我们弟兄以前也提过。
Another circumstance our brother has mentioned.
就是我现在信主了，就这是另外一个极端，就是我现在信主了，我已经得着上天堂的保险。
And another extreme, he mentioned that, well, today I believe in the Lord and I have got this the insurance kind of to enter into the heaven.
那我已经确定了，我就反正就被抬着花轿就上天堂，那真是好啊。
Then I'll sit on the carriage and then being carried into the heaven, into heaven. How good can that be?
那为什么你为什么今天还要花时间来聚会？
And why do I still spend time together here in the meetings?
对，我不聚会也是上天堂。
If I don't go to the meetings, I still enter into heaven.
你要牺牲睡眠，早点起床来这边聚会，也是上天堂。
And you do away with your sleep, and then you come here to meet, and you still enter into heaven.
都大家都差不多，为什么要来聚会？
We're about the same. Why do we come and meet?
那为什么要花时间读圣经？
Why do we spend time to read the Bible?
那为什么我要放下撇下地上的许多的吸引来追求主呢？
Why do I lay down all these worldly things in order to pursue the Lord?
反正我已经上天堂了。
Well, I'm going to heaven anyway.
所以这边弟兄姊妹，你会看见，如果把国度拿掉的话
，So brothers and sisters, when we take the kingdom, this kingdom away,
我们跑到另外一边就说，哎呀，我就天天做一个，怎么讲，躺在青草地上在那边睡觉的基督徒就好。
Then on the extreme, we are just laid down on the green grass pasture and be a Christian that way.
我为什么要付代价花力气追求主呢？
Why do I pay the price and all the strength in order to pursue my Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们的主呢是公义的主。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord is the just God.
所以他在我们信主不信主的那个不信主的情况里面，他要有公义来对待审判这些情况。
He has to judge all these circumstances when we don't believe in him.
就算是我们信主之后呢，他仍然是我们公义的神。
Even when after we believe, he is still our righteous God.
他要根据基督徒在地上这个成长的光景呢，来做一个审判。
According to the condition of our growth, he will have his judgment.
所以这个国度呢，就带进了一个审判的事情。
So the kingdom brings in this matter about judgment.
所以我们现在再看一处圣经，好，是在哥林多后书
Second Corinthians
五章第九节
Chapter 5, verse 9.
哥林多后书五章第九跟第十
Second Corinthians 5:9-10.
所以无论是住在身内离开身外，我们立了志向要得主的喜悦，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent we may be accepted of him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad.
这个中文是基督台前，但是英文你会听到说 judgment seat， 一个审判的一个台，就是审判台。
In English, it says the judgment seat of Christ.
所以我刚刚提到说进天国呢是有条件。
The entry into the kingdom of heaven, there are conditions.
然后重生得救呢也有条件。
Being born again, there are conditions too.
重生得救的条件是什么呢？就是信耶稣。
Being born again, that condition is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
信耶稣得生命，得永生。
When you believe in Jesus, you have life and you have eternal life.
所以当有一天信主跟不信主的这个审判的条件是什么呢？
And on that day when the unbelievers and the one who believe in the Lord, what is the condition?
就是看这个人的名字有没有被记在生命册上。
Whether or not this person's name has been recorded in the book of life.
也就是说，只要这个人他一信主呢，他的名字就被记在生命册上，因为他有主的生命，他就能够不受这个永死的审判。
So when a person that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, his name is recorded in the book of life, then he on that day he will not receive the eternal judgment.
所以这个是重生得救的一个审判的条件。
So this is the condition of the born again.
然后但是进天国呢也有他的审判。
To enter into the kingdom of heaven, there is also a judgment.
那他也在这个审判当中，根据主所定的条件，断定这个人可不可以进天国。
And according to the conditions that the Lord has laid down, whether or not this person can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
然后这个审判就是我们刚刚读的基督台前的审判。
And this judgment is the judgment seat of Christ.
所以为着没听过的弟兄姊妹，我稍微再提一下。
For those who have not heard, I'll mention again.
所以在古代东方的家庭里面。
In the East, the families.
在他们东方家庭都是一个很大的家族。
It's a very big household.
所以每次也许在岁末的时候，就像我们现在岁末的时候。
Maybe at the end of the year.
然后那个全家族的那个最大的那个家长，那个大头呢，他就坐在一个台上。
The head of the household will sit on the kind of like a higher place, high ground.
Okay.
Platform.
Platform, 对对，他在一个台上，在那个台上呢，他就看着全家族的人。
And you look at the entire household.
那在这个全家族的人里面，有的人他在过去这一年呢，他是做了修这个怎么样应该说做了这个荣耀家族的这些的行为。
And some have done things that glorify the family.
所以他就把这些人提出来呢，在众人面前做称赞。
He will praise them in front of the entire house.
也许给他们一些的赏赐。
Maybe some reward.
那但是有一些人是。做了一些让家族蒙羞的人。
And some that done things that are shameful for the family.
他不是说就糊里糊涂就让这些人就过去。
He did not just let these people go.
他公义的把这些人叫出来。
Being righteous, he brought these people out.
然后在众人面前呢，有一个责备。
Before the entire household, he reprimanded them.
那是不是也许需要的话，有一些的处罚 discipline 这些的。
And maybe even some discipline.
这个叫做台前的一个审判。
So it's like on the platform here has said judgment.
所以弟兄姊妹，有一天呢，所有的基督徒就是神的儿女。
One day, brothers and sisters, all Christians who are children of God.
我们都要来到基督的审判台前。
We'll all be before the judgment seat of Christ.
然后他就像刚刚我讲的那样，有的人是荣耀神的。
The same thing, some glorify God.
那有的人是随随便便、糊里糊涂，然后叫神蒙羞辱、羞辱的。
Live and done.Carelessly and brought shame to the Lord.
所以在那次基督台前审判呢，神就是要得奖赏，或是神要在当中做处罚。
And during at that time, the judgment seat of Christ, God will give the reward or have discipline.
但是所有的人都还是神的儿女。
But they are still children of God.
所以你的得救是肯定的。
Your salvation is sure.
但在神的家中，神有公义的这些的判断。
But in the house of God, there is righteous judgment.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要把审判当做一个负面的事情。
Brothers and sisters, don't take judgment as a negative thing.
我记得以前很多年前我们在查经的时候。
Many years ago when we were studying the Bible.
那我就交通一下跟审判有关的一些的原则。
When I fellowship about the principle of judgment.
哎呀，我讲完之后呢，就有一个弟兄要接着讲话。
After I spoke, a brother was going to continue.
他虽然没有直接把我这个讲的东西拒绝掉。
Of course, he didn't outrightly rejected all the things that I spoke of.
但他的交通的内容就是，哎呀，大家不要太在意这个东西啊，这个东西其实不要把它摆得太重要啊，这样等等这种感觉。
What he shared, the content of his sharing was that, oh, you know, don't worry about all, you know, these things don't hold such importance of these matters.
弟兄姊妹，我们天性都不喜欢审判。
Brothers and sisters, naturally we don't like judgment.
但是其实审判是对，是目的是对我们得益处，叫我们得益处。
But judgment is to profit us, to benefit us.
弟兄姊妹，你想象一下哈，如果你还是学生，或者是你现在是学生
，If you are still student，
如果你修一科哈，那一科目，只要读书不需要考试
，If you take a course that doesn't require exam，
那我可以跟大家保证我的小孩学的一定垮台啊。
I can guarantee that my kids will just do really poorly.
那个考试哈，就有点像审判。
Like exam is like a judgment.
他在那个审判当中呢，看你在这个过程里面有没有真的明白，有没有真的学习到东西。
And that judgment is see whether during this course the progress you have actually learned something.
哎呀，所以我发现这些小朋友学习的时候， 呀，只要有考试呢，这个效率就大大的提高。
I see that these kids, when they're studying, if there are exams, then they're very.
对，如果学音乐的话，有一个什么 recital 的话，哎呀，这个就大大的提高。
For music, if there's a recital, they will really practice.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个审判你不要把它当做负面的。
So brothers, don't take this judgment as a negative thing.
那首诗歌就是天国极这个预露沙盘那首诗歌。
The Sands of Time.
大家很喜欢一句话。
And you like a word there, a sentence there?
他是说，神用怜悯与审判织成了我一生的年代。
With mercy and with judgment, he wove together my time.
也就是说，在我这个人生走的道路当中。
And in this, when I'm walking this life.
虽然我还没有到基督审判台前被审判。
Even though I'm not at the judgment seat of Christ to be judged.
但是我今天呢，好像就有主的审判在我生活的里面。
But today is as if the Lord's judgment is in my life.
但是也有怜悯。
And there's also mercy.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
也就是说，在我们今天生活当中，主是借着今天的审判呢，把我们的生活能够导正在他的旨意里面。
That today through these judgment in our lives, He can write our way into His will.
好叫我们不偏行己路。
That we do not go astray.
好叫我们不要走歪路。
Do not go a crooked way.
如果今天你就接受那个审判的实际的话呢，我今天做这个事情。
If today you receive the reality of judgment, today I do this thing.
然后主在今天就审判。
The Lord judged today.
也许他借着圣灵的提醒。
Maybe through the reminder of the Holy Spirit.
也许他借着这个环境的不顺。
Maybe the environment is not smooth.
也许他挡住了一条你想要走的路。
Maybe he blocked a way that you were going to.
他的目的呢，就在今天的审判，就把我们导回到我们该走的路上。
His purpose is to right or wrong, right it onto the path that we should go.
所以这个过去的弟兄称他叫做审判台前的亮光。
It's like the light that is before the judgment seat of Christ.
虽然我们还没有站在审判台前。
Even though we are not standing right now before the judgment seat of Christ.
但是那个 judgment seat 那个亮上面那个座位的亮光呢，好像已经远远的照在我们今天的生活里面。
But there, the light there, the judgment seat already shines before us.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实这个是很大的恩典。
Presence, this is a very great grace.
我们今天如果受这个亮光的审判调整我们的话。
If we are being adjusted by this, the light of we are being judged by this light,
然后也调整
我们, and we are being adjusted.
那我们到了那天呢，这件事情就没事了。
Then when that day comes, this matter that we're being dealt with today will no longer be judged.
如果我们今天不活在这个亮光底下，
if today we are not living under this light,
我们就这样偏行几路，
we'll just go our way.
我们就只好拖到那一天。真的在主面前的时候，他就审判这件事情。
Then we'll drag it all the way to that day, and he will judge this matter.
所以实在感谢主。
So we really thank the Lord.
审判与怜悯，他织成交织了我们一生的年代。
And with mercy and with judgment, all time he wove together.
前这两年哈，那个我们知道有很多的红月亮。
Lately these couple of years, we know a lot of blood moon.
当然我们在启示录看到。那个末了的时候，那个月亮像血一样，那个发红。
You know that in the book of Revelation, at the end times, the moon is like a blood moon.
哎呀，所以网上就好多的这种谣言满天飞，这个末世要来了，怎么样
？So online, a lot of rumors are saying that you know the end of the end is coming.
我当然知道说不会因为这次的红月亮就可能还没那么快，就是。
I feel you know this time, this one, maybe the Lord is not coming so soon yet.
对，但是我第一次听到这个事情的时候。
When I first heard about this thing.
然后我去上网看了一下，这个哪一天红月亮要出来。
I read online when the blood moon is appearing.
那天晚上我真的深深有一个很重的感觉。
And in my heart, there was a very deep feeling.
就是万一。
What if?
万一真的是这个红月亮，就是启示录那个红月亮。
What if this blood moon is the blood moon in the book of Revelation?
那主可能就在这个情况底下来的话。
If the Lord comes.
也许我那天，也许我那个红月亮那天，或者之后，我就要见主了。
Maybe that day or thereafter, very soon, I will meet the Lord.
那我到底那天我如果那 这个时候见主的话，我是什么样一个感觉啊？
How would I feel if I see the Lord during that time?
对，我那天心中有一个很深的敬畏。
I have a deep reverence.
恐怕我今天如果就见主的话，这个审判台可能过不去啊。
If I meet the Lord today, I cannot go through the judgment seat of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个审判是一个神一个巧妙的一个安排。
So brothers, this judgment is an amazing arrangement by the Lord.
他满足了他自己本身的公义。
To fulfill his righteousness.
同时，他也能够叫我们身上产生一个正面的动力。
That it change it also on in us it can give us a positive driving force.
对，审判虽然听起来像是一个负面的东西。
Judgment is when you hear it, it's negative.
但是他愿意借着这个审判成为一个正面的动力呢？叫我们常常受提醒，警醒的好好来追求主。
May it be a positive driving force that we often reminded that we have to follow the Lord.
在那个进天国呢，看起来当我们读圣经的时候，看起来好多的条件。
Enter into the kingdom of heaven when we see the Bible, there are many conditions laid down.
然后在这些条件底下，你会发现我们就担负了很多的责任。
That these conditions, we see that we bear a lot of responsibility.
然后我们必须做这个做那个等等等等，我才有办法进天国。
We have to do this and that in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
没有错，进天国是神托付的一个责任。
Indeed, it's a responsibility that God has entrusted us.
但我希望弟兄姊妹也记得哈，神的责任托付下来之后呢，他必定是够用的恩典。叫我们能够完成这个责任。
But remember, brothers, this is when He entrusted us with a responsibility. He also gives sufficient grace for us to fulfill it. 所以
整件事情是恩典跟责任的调和在一起。
It's like blending together responsibility and grace.
我们常常用不同的方式来表达。
We use different ways to express it.
比如说，我们说我们必须要做门徒。
We say we have to be disciples.
要做一个真的门徒才可以进天国的。
A true disciple in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
门徒的意思就是我们在主面前做他的学徒，紧紧的跟随他。
A disciple is like an apprentice before the Lord. We follow him very closely.
然后有的时候我们是说我们要学习背起十字架来跟随主。
Sometimes we say to learn to bear the cross and follow the Lord.
所以背十字架就是把我们自己放下，那个就是。否认否定我们的自己。
That we lay down ourselves, we deny ourselves and bear the cross.
把我们这个污秽、这个诡诈的肉体呢，能够被他治死。
That this impurity, this body can be laid down to die.
有时候我们讲说得胜者。
When we say overcomers.
得胜者，当然我们是能够得胜者脱离这个罪的这个捆绑，他胜过罪。
Overcomers, they overcome sin.
然后但在其实我们也看到得胜者是在一个普遍退后的环境里面。
Overcomers are that in the condition when it's all falling backwards.
然后有一小批人呢，能够坚持，能够持守主在他们身上的主的道。
There are small group of people who can hold fast the word of the Lord.
他们在一个不正常的情况底下，成了一批正常的人，正常的基督徒。
That in the abnormal situation circumstance, they become normal Christians.
然后我们也说，我们要被圣灵掌管。
That we be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
也就是说让圣灵常常让满有圣灵，就是让圣灵在我们里面做主掌权，引导我们的生活。
That to be full of the Holy Spirit, that He will have control over and reigning in our lives.
然后有的时候我们说有一批人叫做出熟的果子。
There is this group of people called the first fruits.
出熟果子就是说这批人呢，他们是在生命上面呢先成熟起来。
That these people in their lives they are the first to mature.
主把那个永远的生命赐给了我们。
The Lord gave us that eternal life.
我们一开头的时候还是像 baby 一样非常的幼嫩。
In the beginning we are like babes.
但经过各样的学习，经过十字架的这些的对付以后，我们有一批人成了一个先成熟的果子。
But through exercising and also the dealing that will be dealt with by the cross, and we become the first fruits.
那有的时候我们说我们要有金银宝石的建造。
And some have precious the gold, silver and precious stones.
对，也就是让主这个生命呢能够塑造就建立在我们的生命的性格里面。
That the Lord's life can be formed in our lives.
所以我刚刚讲了好多啊，什么做门徒、得胜者、要背十字架、要被圣灵充满。
Now we speak about being a disciple, being overcomers, bearing the cross, and to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
其实这些都是进天国的条件。
These are our conditions to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以也许我们是主是借着不同的角度呢，来讲到这件事情。
So brothers and sisters, maybe the Lord is using different angles to speak about the same thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天要有一个心，要有一个单纯的心。
We're going to have a simple heart.
我们愿意主吸引我们，我们能够好好学习，努力的能够往前奔跑。
That we will learn to pursue forward.
我们要竭力保守一个追求主的一个心。
We have to keep that heart that pursued the Lord.
不要退后。
Do not fall back.
今天太多的事情可以把我们往后拉。
There are many things that will drag us.
一个事情很忙碌的时候
when we are very busy,
或是一个环境复杂的时候
very complicated environment,
或是一个打击过来
maybe there's something that really dreadful
一个难处 一个生病发生在我们身上 所以这些事情都好像可以把我们抓的往后抓我们就失去我们就好像没有力量去追求主
all these things can drag us to fall behind and we have no strength to follow the Lord
所以但是弟兄姊妹我这边主把一个天国摆在我们的面前
but brothers and sisters the Lord put before our eyes this matter of the kingdom of heaven
所以在圣经里面各样的地方他勉励我们要竭力的要追求主能够进到这个国度里
it encourages us to enter into the kingdom of heaven
所以这些种种的这些条件呢他把我们也许我今天简化一点把我们带到一个情况里
Maybe I simplify it today
就是他要我们今天呢让主在我们里面掌权作王
That today he will reign in our hearts to be king in us
因为国度就是我们的主在那里掌权
Because the kingdom is where the Lord will reign
他的旨意能够通行在这个国度里面
That his will can flow can move forward
所以今天要问一个问题我们主有没有在我们心中掌权呢
Today we have to ask the question is our Lord reigning in our hearts
我们是不是单单让我们的主在我们心中做王呢还是我们有很多其他的王
Do we solely let him be the king in our hearts or we let a lot of things to be king
当他在我们心中掌权的时候我们才有可能显出这个君王他的这个形象在我们的身上
When he reigns in our hearts, then his life can be manifested.
当他在我们身上掌权的时候，他有一个旨意的时候，才能够在我们身上通行。
When he reigns in our hearts, then his will can be worked out in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们应该丢下很多我们紧紧抓的事物。
Brothers and sisters, we should throw away the things that we grab onto so fast.
我们过去有很多的弟兄姐妹呢，他们在跟随着主的路上计算了代价。
In the past, brothers and sisters have come the cost when they follow the Lord.
很多弟兄姊妹他们放下了职业。
They lay down their careers.
他们放下了地位，他们有的是公爵啊，有的是爵位的，他们放下了地位。
They lay down their positions, the status or their royal or noble rank.
他们也许原来有很多的财产。
Maybe they have a lot of wealth.
他们说，我为着主的缘故，可以不拥有这些财产。
For the sake of the Lord, I can lay these all down.
也许他们好好的追求地上的事情，他们可以在地上世界有很大的前途，但他们说地上的前途我愿意放下。
If they pursue in this world, they can gain a lot in these earthly things, but they are willing to lay down all these.
因为他们发现这件事情呢，成了他们进国度的一个拦阻。
Because all these things become a hindrance for them to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以他们就愿意把这个事情放下，为了得着那个更宝贵。
So they lay down all these in order to gain what is more precious.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们听起来好像有点难。
Brothers and sisters, when we hear it, it seems to be difficult.
我最近有一个感觉。
I have this feeling lately.
就是如果大家读圣经，你会觉得进天国有标准很高。
That this criteria is very high to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
哎呀，我不可能达到的。
Oh, it's impossible for me to reach that.
这个标准好像太高了。
It's unreachable.
而且有一个少年官说，来到主面前，我要怎么样得永生呢、
啊、？A young judge asked the Lord, "How am I going to gain eternal life?"
他说，哎呀，什么什么诫命，我通通都遵守了。
I've all done all these commandments.
哎， 那个主耶稣一眼就看出来有一个点呢拦阻他进天国。
But the Lord saw that as one thing that kept him away from entering the kingdom of heaven.
他的财产很多。
His wealth was much.
所以主耶稣马上一针见血的说，你把你所有财产呢，通通变卖放下。
So the Lord asked him to sell away all he has.
来跟从我。
And follow me.
那结果那个少年人就忧忧愁愁走了，他那点做不了。
So the young ruler went away sadly because he couldn't do that.
然后主耶稣就有个感叹了。
So the Lord signed.
他说啊，这个财主进天国呢，这个就是说，一个大骆驼进针的眼呢，比那个财主进天国还要容易。
It's easier for the camel to go through the eye of the needle than for the rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
那么巨大的骆驼进那个针眼还比较容易。
It's even easier for that so huge.Camel to enter into the eye of their.
哎呀，旁边男的就说：“哎呀，主啊，你照你这种标准，那还有谁进得去啊？”
And the people say, "Oh, you know, with this criteria, how can we enter in?"
主就说：“在人不能，在神凡事都能。”
The Lord said, "It's impossible with man, but with God, it's possible."
所以好像主把一个标准放在那里。
So like God, the Lord has put a standard there.
所以我就感觉，哎呀，我也许我今天追求到一个地步，但是。但其实我发现主还有一个更高的光景我可以继续追求。
Maybe I pursued thus far, but the Lord has even a higher standard for me to continue to pursue.
所以我就觉得那个标准好像一直可以往前提高的。
That the standard can be raised, the bar can be raised higher and higher.
这是主的智慧。
This is the wisdom of the Lord.
但是同时之间我又觉得其实主他没有故意要为难我们。
But at the same time, the Lord is not there to make us,make it difficult for us.
他其实就照着我们今天的光景。
According to the condition right today.
如果今天我们照着我们的光景呢，好好的，有些事情我们学习放下，有些事情我们学习摆上。
That today we will learn to lay down stuff and to commit stuff.
然后我们殷勤的去一步一步的去学。
That we diligently strive to learn step by step.
我相信这个是。主他能够用他的恩典呢，把我们能够带进到他的国度里。
That he will use his grace will carry us into his kingdom.
因为希伯来书那边有另外一个座位叫做 mercy seat， 就是施恩座。
Because in the book of Hebrews it wrote about a mercy seat.
所以我实在感觉，很多时候当我们看见审判台前的亮光的时候
，When we see the light of the judgment seat，
有一个 judgment seat 在这，有一个亮光在这里。
There is the judgment seat. There is this light.
哎呀，这个好像不容易。
Like as it is so difficult.
那我往旁边一看，施恩座。
When I look on the side, there is this mercy seat.
主就赐给我们够用的恩典呢。叫我们能够被调整，能够继续的往前。
And the Lord gives us enough grace for us to be adjusted to move forward.
所以，那个还有一个事情，弟兄姊妹要知道，就是国度好像是将来，就是国度的确是那个一千年呢，是主来的时候才开始的。
Indeed, that the kingdom will only begin when the Lord is here. That 1,000 years.
所以，当有一天主真的在显现的时候，我们就被带到基督台前。那个审判。
When the Lord appears again, we will be brought forth to the judgment seat of Christ.
那个是以后要发生的事。
That's to something that will happen in the future.
但是很稀奇，当主讲过一句话。
But it's amazing that the Lord spoke this.
他说：“神的国就在你们的心里。”
The kingdom of heaven is within you.
Kingdom
of God is within you.
我今天没有太多时间解释神的国跟天的国，就是其实那个神的国呢是包含天国的。
That the kingdom of God includes kingdom of heaven.
就好像美国包含 Minnesota.
Just like the USA includes Minnesota in it.
所以我就跟，比如说我跟我爸爸妈妈说，我要去 Minnesota.
When I tell my parents I'm going to Minnesota.
我要进天国。
I'm entering to the kingdom of heaven.
去 Minnesota.
I want to go to Minnesota.
但其实当我讲说我要去美国。
When I say I want to go to USA.
那有时候里面也意思就是说我要去 Minnesota。
It's also including that I'm going to Minnesota.
所以有时候当那个圣经上讲到神的国的时候呢，它里面也是天国的意义。
When the Bible speaks about the kingdom of God, it also included in the kingdom of heaven.
但不管怎么样，这个神的国就在你们心里。
No matter what, the kingdom of God is within us, in our hearts.
好像听起来是今天的事情。
It sounds like it's a matter of today.
然后在马太福音，他就说天国 好像有什么麦子稗子就混在一起。
And in the book of Matthew, it spoke about that the kingdom of heaven is like just the wheat and the tares all together.
也就是说，他讲到天国的时候，他把一些不好的情况呢，也包含在当中。
Yeah, so include things that are not good in there.
这个意思就是说，天国那一千年呢，虽然还没有到。
That even though that 1,000 years of kingdom of heaven has not arrived.
但是今天神的儿女呢，能够活在天国的实际里面。
But today the children of God can live in the reality of the kingdom of heaven.
也就是说，我们把天国那个真正实际的光景呢，带到我们今天的生活和聚会里面。
That the condition, that reality will bring into our lives and into our meetings.
所以以前我也借用年长弟兄的一个比方。
I'll use one of the illustration of our brothers.
今天整个世界的国度呢，是撒旦在那里掌权。
That this all the kingdoms in this world is being controlled by Satan.
然后基督徒就像一个天从天降下来的伞兵部队。
That we are like paratroopers coming down.
对，当我们一从天而降的时候呢，就在地上建了许多的探头堡。
That we also build
堡垒。
Fort
吗？反正就建到了很多堡垒。
A little.
对。然后在那个 堡垒里面呢，你发现神的旨意可以通行的。
And in there, the Lord's will can work among them.
那个就是今天在地上天国的实际。
That is the reality of the kingdom of heaven in this today.
但是整个世界本身呢，还是在那个撒旦仇敌的这个辖制的底下。
But the entire world is still under the control of Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要做一个，就对社会现状不满的人。
Do not be one that's not, 不满，that is discontent with what's going on in this society.
哦，愤世嫉俗，对，我想起来。就是对社会很不满意，就是。愤世嫉俗，对。就也就是说，
please.
对。也就是说，我们好像看到这个世界上的政府啊、社会啊，好多是什么假牛奶啊这些东西，然后社会贪污啊。
There we see the government, the country, all these corruption and everything. We're not satisfied.
然后有些人就变成，哎呀，我真是痛恨这些情况，愤世嫉俗。
They hate all these things.
对，的确，这个世界是很多不满人意的地方。
Indeed, there are things a lot in this world that we are not satisfied with.
但是我们的态度啊，就是我们是一个过客。
But our attitude is we're just pilgrims.
对，我们主耶稣特别讲说，我的国不属于这个世界。
The Lord said, "My kingdom is not of this world."
所以我们看这个世界上的事情，的确很多不公义这些污秽败坏的地方。
Then injustice and a lot of corruption in there.
但我们知道说，的确世界是一直在沉沦的这个光景底下。
That the world is just in a fallen state.
所以我们没有办法去，好像把这个整个社会改造变成好。
We cannot try to correct this world to become good.
我们愿意说有更多的人呢，能够被带到天国的实际里面。
That more people can be brought into the reality of the kingdom of heaven.
所以今天也许有些基督徒呢，他们觉得天国今天就是天国。
Many Christians think that today is the kingdom.
所以他们的职责呢，就是要把社会把它改造好。
That their responsibility is to change the society to be better.
我们进到社会，进到政治里面，把社会改成那个神要的那个天国。
We enter into society, into government to make it like the kingdom that God wants.
这个不是神的做法。
This is not the way the Lord is doing.
因为整个社会有一天，整个世界有一天要全部过去，全部受审判。
The whole world will be judged and will be over.
但是在这批能够实现天国实际的人呢，被带到天国里面。
And those who can, that the kingdom of heaven is being real and it's brought into reality, they can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们今天还有一个不足的地方。
There's one thing that
我们没有像保罗爱慕天国的显现。
Today, what we lack is we do not have that desire, that love for the appearing of the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven.
很多弟兄姊妹知道，就我在十几年前的时候呢，在短短几年里面， 跨过了四个工作。
About 10 years ago and a few short years, I've gone through about 4 different jobs.
哦，再加上那个家里蹲的话，就五个。
About three, five. If you include when I stay at home.
所以我在那个我现在这个工作，当我去面谈的时候。
When I interviewed for the job I am currently in.
哇，那时候我在工作的地方只有三个人，我的公司只有三个人。
There was just three people working in that company that I was in.
三人国度。
It's a three-person kingdom.
然后我坐在那边看着我即将要那个面谈的公司。
And I look at the company that I was going to go for the interview.
这个公司有四十万人。
They have 400,000 people.
哎呀，我那天坐在那边的时候，就有点羡慕那边那个国度。
When I was sitting there, kind of, you know, desire that kingdom there.
但我知道神会安排我的工作。
I know that the Lord will have a plan for my job.
但是我实在还是很承认，就是说我看着那些人这么自由的进进出出，好像是在那个跟我在不同的世界里面。
When I see those workers there, they can enter and get out freely. It's like they're in a different world than I was in.
我想说能够进到那个国度还是挺好的。
And it's like if I can enter into that kingdom, that's pretty good.
这是个比方。
That's just an example.
我希望弟兄姊妹，当我们看到我们今天这个国度要今天地上这个国度要过去是短暂的话。
So brothers and sisters, if today we see that this kingdom today that we are in is very short and it's going to be over.
对，我们有个机会。就给我开我们的眼睛，叫我们能够羡慕即将要显在我们面前的一个国度。
That the Lord will open our eyes to see that the kingdom that is to be revealed before our eyes.
我最后再看一下希伯来书。
Read Hebrews.
十二章二十六。
Chapter 12, verse 26.
对，二十六到二十九。
26 through 29.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。所以我们记得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he had promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signified the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire.
弟兄姊妹记得，我们所得的国是不能震动的国。
And brothers and sisters, remember what the kingdom that we're to inherit is one that is unshakable.
在那个不能震动的国之外的所有的国度呢，通通要被震动。
Outside of this unshakable kingdom, all kingdoms will be shaken.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这个地上，我们应该如果大家活得越久，就看得越多。
The more you live, then the more you see.
我们在政治上面呢，看到有的国家兴起，有的国家败落。
In politics, we see a country, the nations rise and fall.
我昨天才跟弟兄姊妹一些弟兄姊妹讲说，苏联这种好像帝国一样的国家，一下之间就解体。
I told you brothers and sisters yesterday that Russia is like an empire, but all of a sudden it's collapsed.
当那个雷曼兄弟那个金融帝国，华尔街金融帝国崩溃的时候
，And Wall Street, the financial kingdom, when it fell, the Lehman Brothers.
对，我的退休基金从那个股票从好像70块变成20块。
The retirement, the savings, the stock is like from $70 per share is like $20.
政治帝国会崩溃，金融帝国可以崩溃。
The politics, that kingdom can fall and then that can collapse, and also the financial.
我最近读到一个故事，就是我小时候有一个电脑公司叫做王安电脑。
I read a story. There is this computer company when I was little. It's called 王安 Computers.
Wayne 是吧
？Wayne
啊，那个电脑公司，这个我才知道，我看报道才发现才知道王安绝顶聪明的人。
And he is very smart.
所以没有想到，一个过去这么厉害的一个电脑公司，今天早就不见了。
But today that computer company is already gone.
对，我们几年之后，我们不晓得，我们也不敢说 Google、Apple 会在哪里。
We cannot say for Google or Apple in a few years down the road.
所以科技的王国呢，有一天也要崩溃。
The technological kingdom one day it will collapse too.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
我们看到今天你所看到这些国度啊。都是短暂的。
All these kingdoms that you see today, they are all very short.
有一天，通通要被震掉。
One day they'll all be shaken.
对，只有我们主所给我们那个国度呢，是不能震动的国。
That the kingdom that the Lord gave us is one that is unshakable.
但愿因此呢，我们心中起了一个渴慕。
That because of that, we have this love, the desire.
也因此呢，我们愿意放下一些，就是付出一些代价，好好的能够追求，能够丰丰富富进入。
That because of that we'll be willing to pay the price and to be able to enter abundantly into his kingdom. Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们一同感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，你所为我们预备的国是那不能震动的国。
The kingdom that you prepare for us is unshakable.
我们在这个地上一切都是空虚，会过去的。
And this is everything is empty, it will pass away.
只要开我们的眼睛，叫我们不是去紧紧抓住这些。
Open our eyes that we are not grabbing hold of these things.
开我们眼睛，叫我们看见你所预备的实在是极为宝贵。
That what you have prepared for us, Lord, open our eyes that it is so precious.
它能够存到永远是有价值。
That it will last forever and it has a value.
你吸引我们，好像我们快跑跟随你。
Lord, draw us that we will run after you.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 今天聚会到此。还好吗？
感谢主。不是昨晚的。